early signs show a small piece of President Obama's executive order to reform the senior executive service is working. Obama signed the order last December. It gave agencies four requirements to change the way they recruit, retain, and develop senior executives. One of them, better training and development opportunities for current and future SES members. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
It's been about a year since President Obama signed the executive order suggesting major changes to the senior executive service. And agencies are beginning to embrace the idea of rotational assignments for their senior executives. It's one of the major points that Obama outlined in the executive order. The Office of Personnel Management gave agencies until May 31st to come up with a plan to rotate more SES to other positions within their own agencies or other components or another department altogether. The requirement applies to agencies who have at least 20 senior executives. Some agencies say they're beginning to see some early signs of payoff. Angela Bailey is the Chief Human Capital Officer for the Homeland Security Department.
We have to stop thinking of rotations and mobility as this mean thing that we're doing to people. I think instead, it's actually like all part of our learning and growing and developing and creating something where today I can still reach back to folks that I worked with at DOD who are now in different positions. I can still reach back to them and get an Army regulation that I needed on something because I'd really like to see if it would apply at DHS. Or I can reach back to OPM or pick up the phone and call and actually go to OPM and try to work an issue on DHS's behalf that had I never worked there and never had a relationship with them, would have never happened.
Steve Shi is the Deputy Associate Director for Senior Executive Services and Performance Management at OPM. He says he recognizes that agencies were initially critical of rotational assignments as part of the executive order.
I think one of the challenges we have oftentimes in actually being getting agencies to support mobility is this perception or concern that if I give away one of my resources, and particularly an SES asset that's extremely important, I'm going to be down a person, it's going to impact my operations, and ultimately it hurts me. It hurts my ability to deliver results.
So for now, OPM is encouraging agencies to think about rotations between offices and in their own departments.
There's more of a line of sight value in seeing an asset go to another part within the department where you can easily see the value coming back and you can see the value with the coordination there. And so what we've been trying to do is start small to get agencies to embrace the idea of finding rotations that immediately return an investment. And then also to, as we move outside agencies, to try to link agencies that have like missions, like technical skills, a need for collaboration, fostering a community of practice, and therefore, again, a more direct line of sight to a return on value for that executive rotation.
FEMA, for example, is taking one approach. The FEMA commissioner decided to put all 82 SES members at the agency on short-term assignments. They've moved to spots both inside and out of the agency. Bridget Bean is FEMA's Deputy Chief Human Capital Officer. She says there's a point to putting all SES on rotations.
So it took away the stigma of a detail, a reassignment, that mobility, it no longer became a negative, punitive, embarrassing kind of situation, but rather you are picked to do this by the administrator. And because he applied it equally across the board, the agency easily overcame the negative stigmatism.
Some FEMA senior executives are on details at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration or the U.S. Northern Command. Others move to a different office within FEMA itself. Bean says the rotations are also having another impact.
And what we're finding, and this is anecdotal, no studies have been done, but what we're seeing in through some of the EVS scores that are going up, the organizations where morale is increasing is where we're having some of these details and rotational assignments and reassignments. And not because they didn't like the previous manager or supervisor or leader, but because it's an opportunity to shine again. It's an opportunity for the employees and the SES to put their best foot forward. And that kind of synergy and excitement is really having very positive impacts at FEMA.
The Housing and Urban Development Department is getting some use out of rotations, too. Tawanda Brooks is HUD's Chief Human Capital Officer.
I've been doing it within my organization because I'm about 45 people short within my organization, and I had a lot of work to accomplish. So I've had employees to work across the organization, and we accomplished about 10 projects that were not on our operational plan for the year, because employees were able to work across and get additional skills and build on their skills. I worked with Corporate Executive Board to come up with the idea of how you do it to be effective, and so that employees gain the extra skills of being strategic, analytical, and that kind of thing, so they actually build on it, and so that their morale builds, and that they gain the skills, so it's not just a burden on them, but they're actually learning and developing.
DHS wants to take a similar approach. Bailey says the department is moving toward joint duty assignments. It's similar to the way that members of the military or employees in the intelligence community change assignments. But agencies should only rotate executives in areas where it makes sense. Here's Bailey.
Mobility to me is just like one of the key elements to get into the SES. And then once you're in the SES, I just don't think that you should stay in the same position. I think 3 to 4 years and that's it, and move on. Now, it could be because most of my background is DOD. So I grew up in that environment in which, where rotations and things like that were valued. I will tell you, like within OPM, what was valued more so was institutional knowledge. So I think in some cases you have to recognize the culture of a particular agency and or, the components within an agency to try to figure out what's the right blend, because I don't think one size fits all.
Bill Valdez is the president of the Senior Executives Association. He says agencies shouldn't be so afraid of giving rotations a try.
My response to that is shame on the organization. Because if you don't have a career development pipeline within your organization where you can agilely replace a key personnel at any given moment, then you are not fulfilling your obligation as a leader and a manager of an organization.
Bailey agreed.
I really think that this whole idea of mobility is really more so about, if you go back to the original intent of the SES, which was we are a core. It is the SES core, and we really need to start seeing ourselves as that within our respective areas.
In Washington, Nicole Logrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this story with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.